In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, Jesus is a miracle worker. Jesus continues that miracle working through people who have faith. It is so important. Jesus is a miracle worker. John 4:49. The official said to Jesus, "Sir, come down before my little boy dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and started on his way. Do you believe the word that Jesus speaks? You're a child of God. Anyone who receives him, he gave the power to become children of God. As he was among going down, his slaves met the official and told him that the child was alive. So he asked them, "What hour did he begin to recover?" And they said to him, "Yesterday at 1 p.m. The fever left him. The father realized that this was the hour when Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." So he himself believed along with his whole household. Now this was the second sign that Jesus did after coming from Judea to Galilee. You see, this is a Gentile that he healed, not a Jew, a Gentile. This is fantastic, the Lord Jesus. Listen to the next line. After this, after the healing of the son, there was a festival of the Jews. I don't know which festival it was. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. It could have been Passover. Now in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, there is a pool called in Hebrew, Bethzatha, which has five porticos. In these lay many invalids, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. Oh yes. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, he knew that he had been there a long time. And he said to the man, "Do you want to be made well?" Oh yes, this is, the Lord asks you, "Do you want to be made well? Do you want to be made well?" You've got to say, "I desire to be made well by the grace of God." The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up." Let me just tell you, you remember in the Old Testament, Naaman was told to wash in the Jordan River, and he said, "You know what? I have rivers that are much cleaner than the Jordan River." And the little girl from a Hebrew slave said, "Do what the master told you to do. Do what the master told you to do." "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up." Jesus did not say anything about the pool. He just said, "Do you want to be made healed? And while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." Jesus said to him, "Stand up, take up your mat, and walk." Stand up, take up your mat, and walk. He thought that he was going to get healed by the stirring of the water. At once the man was made well. Why? The word of Jesus caused him to be made well. And he took his mat and began to walk. Now the day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who had been cured, "It's the Sabbath. It's not lawful for you to carry your mat." But he answered them, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is this man who said to you, 'Take up your mat and walk'?" Now the man who had been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had disappeared in the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "Sir, see, you have been made healed. You have been made well. Do not sin anymore, that nothing worse happens to you." What was the sin? I'm going to tell you what I think the sin was. Being by the pool of Bethsaida. Because Jewish writings doesn't talk about John 5. This was, I believe, an occult experience. Get away from that place. Get away from Madame Fufu. Get away from people who want to read your tea leaves. Get away, get away, get away. The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. Therefore the Jews started to persecute Jesus because of what he was doing, such things on the Sabbath. They should be rejoicing. But they're saying, you know, it's the Sabbath and this guy's carrying his mat. He has no right to do that. And the man who healed him had no right to say that. But Jesus answered them, "My Father is still working, and I also am working. I only do what I see the Father does." I tell you, it's by revelation that Jesus moves in his life. It's by revelation that Jesus moves in his life. He does whatever he sees the Father doing. For this reason, the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because he was not only breaking the Sabbath, but he was also calling God his Father, thereby making himself equal to God. Oh yes, he's equal to the Father. Remember what the Word of God said. He spoke the world into existence. Everything that is was spoken by the Word of God, by the person of the Word of God. Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing." In other words, Jesus works by revelation. What he sees the Father doing, he can do. He saw the Father healing this young boy, and so he did it. He saw the Father healing the 38-year-old sick man, and he did it. He only does what he sees the Father doing. Do you know that today? He does whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise. The Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And he will show him greater works than these, so that you will be astonished. Indeed, just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whomever he wishes. Oh yes, have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ? No one who comes to me will I ever reject, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of him who sent me that I should lose nothing that he has given me, but that I should raise it up on the last day. Have you been given to the Son? Did you give your life to the Son? The Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Do you honor the Father? Then you've got to honor the Son. If you honor the Son, you've got to honor the Father who sent him. Anyone who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I tell you, anyone who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. Do you believe that Jesus was sent by the Father? Do you believe that he is your Savior, forgiven you in baptism, forgiven you through faith? Do you believe that? I do. And does not come under judgment, but has passed from death to life. Oh, yes. Truly, I tell you, anyone who hears my word and believes him who sent me, the Father, has eternal life and does not come under judgment, but has passed from death to life. Already we pass from death to life. Already we've passed from death to life because we hear the word of Jesus and we give our life to him. Truly, truly, I tell you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God. Yesterday, we went to Market Basket and I was sitting in the restaurant because it was hot and I was nice and cool, and there was this poor man, so lost. The only thing I could do was to pray for him. He was talking things over and he was so lost. And you know the saddest thing about being lost? He didn't know it. He thought it's just fine. But the Lord didn't have me talk to him. I wanted to pray for him, that Jesus find him. Oh yes, that Jesus find him. And those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. Oh yes. All that the Father gives to the Son, he gives him exactly what he is and what he has. And he has given him authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man. Now, Son of Man, you want to go back to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And there was one like a Son of Man. It was a God-like person, not a man-like person, that freed them from the fire. Son of Man, do not be astonished at this, that the hour is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and will come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. Oh God, I give you that man yesterday, the two of them. I give them to you. Find them. Find them, Lord. Find them, Lord. I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge. As I hear from whom? As I hear from the Father, I judge. Do you know that today? That Jesus only hears from the Father and does what he hears? Do you know that today? I do. I do. That exactly what the Father is doing, Jesus does. I judge, and my judgment is just because I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Oh yes, Jesus seeks the will of the Father who sent him. I testify about myself. If I do, my testimony is not true. There is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that his testimony is true. You sent messengers to John, and he testified to the truth. Not that I accept such human testimony, but I say these things so that you may be saved. He's out fishing for these people. He's out fishing for these people. How they need to come to Jesus. How they need to have a new birth experience. How they need to be in touch with the Lord. John was burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But I have a testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father has given me to complete, the very works that I am doing, testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. But not only the works, but the work on the cross. This is the greatest work that Jesus will accomplish, taking the sins of the world, the work on the cross. And the Father who sent me has himself testified on my behalf. You have never heard his voice or seen his form, and you do not have his word abiding in you. Why? Because they're not accepting Jesus. And if the Father speaks Jesus, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased, because you do not believe him whom he has sent. And who is the one that the Father sent? His name is Jesus, Messiah. You search the scriptures because you think that in the scriptures you have eternal life. and it is they that testify on my behalf. The scriptures testify on behalf of Jesus. From the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, it's all about Jesus Christ. Yet you refuse to come to me to have life. I do not accept glory from men, but I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me. They don't accept him. They want someone to be a political leader. If another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you do not accept the glory from one to another and do not seek the glory that comes from God alone? Do you think that I will accuse you before the Father? Your accuser will be Moses, on whom you have set your hope. If you believed Moses, you would believe me, for Moses wrote about me. That's true. Moses wrote about me. For he wrote all about me. But if you do not believe that he wrote, how will you believe what I say? You see, this Jesus does acts of miracles because he sees the Father doing these things. This Jesus speaks to the people and causes bread to be multiplied because he sees the Father doing these things. Jesus works by revelation. Do you know that today? Do you know that today, that Jesus works by revelation? John 6. After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following Jesus because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. What did he do for the sick? He healed them. He healed them. Jesus went up the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was very near. And when he looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" Jesus said this to test Philip, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each to have just a little. One of his disciples, here he is again, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a little boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so they sat down. About 5,000 in all. 5,000 what? 5,000 men, not counting the women, not counting the children. And he has some fish and some loaves. What is he going to do? He's going to multiply them. How does he do it? Because he sees the Father doing it, and so he does it. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they wanted. Oh, there was a miraculous multiplication. Remember, God multiplies. He doesn't divide. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had been eating, they filled 12 wicker baskets. My gosh, these are the fragments left over. Oh, what a multiplication miracle Jesus did. Why? Because he sees the Father doing this. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." When Jesus realized that they were about to come and make him a king by force, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself to pray. Oh, God, you know, the devil saying, "They're going to make you a king. Don't you want to be a king?" Jesus says, no, I want to be a king on the cross. I want to be a king on the cross. This is the experience of Jesus. I want to be a king on the cross. Oh, yes, this was a temptation. They were about to make him king by force, and he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea. They got into a boat and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because of a strong wind that was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat. They were terrified, but he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." When they wanted to take him into the boat, immediately the boat reached the land toward which they were going. I tell you, when you take Jesus into your life, you've reached the land. You've reached the land that you have been looking for. How we need to take Jesus into our lives. How we need to let Jesus be king of our lives. How we need that. The next day, the crowd had stayed on the other side of the sea, saw that he had been only one boat there. They also saw that Jesus had not got into the boat with his disciples, yet he is now in the boat, but that his disciples had gone away alone. But now they see Jesus there. They're wondering, how did Jesus get in the boat? He walked on the water. Oh yes, he can walk on your life if you want him to, but he will not force you to have him walk on your life, the turbulence of your life. He will not force you. He says, "Come to me, all of you who find life weary and burdensome, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." Oh yes, Jesus is a miracle worker, but more than that, you honor the Father, you honor Jesus. You've got to honor Jesus if you honor the Father. You've got to honor the Father if you honor Jesus. Oh yes, this is what God did through Jesus by revelation. I want to look at them wanting to make him a king, and I want to say, a cross or a throne? And Jesus chose the throne of the cross for you and for me. For me and for you. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. People ask me, why do you pray the Angelus? Because at 12 o'clock, the bells ring and people stop and pray this prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and pitched his tent among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. My clock stopped. I don't know if I have more time or less time, so I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we look at the crucified, risen Lord, and we say, have mercy upon your people, especially those people who think that they cannot be saved. Have mercy upon them in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood. And we pray in Jesus' name. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.